Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What? It's a spooky power hour. Do 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 do.
I'm the lead singer from the Bloodhound Gang.
I'm Kurt Cobain from an alternate dimension where he didn't blow his head off.
Got again. Into disco?
And yeah, he got into EDM.
There you go.
That's Dan from a different reality, actually. We couldn't find the original
Evil
one.
Dan.
We lost him in time. He lost him.
Yeah, that is not the Dan that went over.
Not in that specific area. We just lost him in general.
We just lost Dan. And who else we got? We went down here below. We got a...
What?
We got a stone to code.
can you walk out and grab two beers and come back and like fucking just really smash them?
Yeah, I was. If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I would have been putting on a show for the boys.
If you drank two beers now, you'd be all right. You'd be fine.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, if I drank them like stone cold, which would be about three ounces of liquor.
Two sips of two beers. Yeah.
I'd be pretty fun. But then I'd be sitting in the fucking garage, freezing cold, just like.
we got to build you that room. It wouldn't be hard.
Little room, yeah. I'm all about that.
It's going to be hard at all.
It wouldn't.
I can't do another winter in here. It's fucking going to suck, boys.
You buy the material.
Do summer in there either. So
hey, you buy the material. I'll come build it for you.
Yeah, just tell me what I need.
It's got a pile of 2x4s and some insulation.
Buy it, you'll build. It'd be like a fucking Field of Dreams situation. If I buy it, you'll build it.
If you buy it, I will build it.
Yeah. Will you just like come wandering from like behind my house in the field, just come in with like tools?
Just comes out of the fucking woodworks in the forest.
Yeah, it's a stack of lumber here.
We should film that when we get that built. We should film a little skit.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, I like the idea of like Zell's just happens to be over there. You're like, look at all this building material I got, and the tools fade onto him. You know, like his belt just appears. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Full tool like belt, skill saw in hand.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, build the wall. They're saying on the chat.
Bill, keep him in.
keep it in the heat. That is.
Hey, this is the first time in a whole month that we've all been on a case file.
I know, dude. This month,
and we're not even doing a case file.
We're recording together at least. This month, if anything could have went wrong.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All month long, man. All month long, baby.
We grinded through though. We pushed through. We kept the streak alive.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, streak's not dead. There are these people talking about the streak being dead.
Streak's not dead.
It fucked. Some people alive, baby.
Go check those weekly releases for the last like 2 years. They've been out.
I think longer than that.
Last, we took 1 week off, maybe 2 weeks off, pre-case file 200. That was post Spotify. And while we're switching back over.
That was probably just so we could line up recording with a time that worked well for everyone. Where we could get really drunk.
Yeah, we went on a 2 week bender after Spotify.
We needed this.
It was traumatic.
After that, fucking joke.
I finally got around to watching that alien movie everyone was talking about. No one will save you.
Oh, I haven't seen
that movie.
No, I haven't seen it.
Did I see it?
You're talking about like the OG Alien. I'm like, oh,
really? Yeah, I was like, which one?
Took you a while, buddy. Like, all right.
No.
What's this aliens all about?
I don't know who this Ridley Scott guy is. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, he's got it.
Ellen Ripley, who's there?
Mark my words. He's going to have a career ahead of him.
Anyway, no, what was the movie? What's it called?
It's called No One Will Save You. It's like an alien abduction movie. I watched the entire movie and I sat up and I turned to Jamie and I went, I don't think anyone said a goddamn word that whole movie. I think that was actually a silent film. Like no one, I don't think there was a spoken word. There was screams and like, but I was like, I don't think anyone talked the entire film.
So it definitely wasn't made by Kevin Smith, is what you're saying.
No. Yeah, definitely not by Kevin Smith. It was not bad. I mean, as far as like alien movies go, it was, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like, I'm a horror movie fan. So like I judge horror movies by when I watch it, can I walk around my house in the dark or can I walk to my trailer without fear? If any of those things I can do, it wasn't that good of a horror movie in my books.
Yeah, that's fair.
And this one, I like, I walked out and I heard some leaf rustle and I did the fucking,
Oh,
so that was,
I can't remember the last scary movie I saw.
I just rewatched The Conjuring for the first time in years.
Oh, that's a legit scary movie.
Terrifying. I watched it
like jump scare.
It's just like, it leads to jump scares, but it starts off with just like, what was that? Door closes, yeah, knocking.
That movie fucks you up at night. Like when you're trying
to walk. I'm not in that. That's like when you watch Paranormal Activity for the first time.
Yeah.
I was ready to be paranormally activated for like fucking 4 years after that movie.
Dude, as soon as in The Conjuring, as soon as he gets in the closet and finds that like the cellar stairs behind the fake wall, just the hair stands up. You're like, oh no.
Dude, any kind of fake room in your house, it's fucking disaster that you didn't know about. Someone's living in there. One of them frogmen or whatever they call.
The next renovation I do, I'm going to build someone a fake room and not tell them and fill with a bunch of horrifying stuff.
Yeah. But make sure it's like somewhere that you know they'll end up renovating eventually.
I don't know how you can do it, Zell, but there has to be a draft. You know what I mean? Like there's got to be a draft. Someone walks by, they're like, is that a draft? Do I feel a draft?
Now crack the foundation open so it just leaks air all the time. Maybe have the
baseboard just a little high, right? So just like it's sucking airflow in there. You're like... Because a draft in your house, one of two things. You got two windows open or haunted.
Yeah, definitely paranormal.
only two.
Right? That's two explanations.
If everything's closed, you got a draft. I mean, there's a false room.
Yeah, you got an open fucking gate to hell. That's where the draft's coming from.
Yeah. Hell mouth.
Only that makes sense.
Yeah.
Something's open. That's all I'm saying. If it's not windows, it's gates to hell.
Like those old school houses where they used to have like actual like a tiny hallway between walls.
Yeah.
The house was built in like 1900 or earlier.
No, that's a mistake. Why would anybody do that ever? Like, don't ever do that. That's to welcome who came up with that shit.
Poltergeist into the walls of your house. That's the only reason.
What was that? Remember the people under the stairs? Remember that fucking movie? That's what it makes me think of.
I thought I remember that being scarier, but it's a lot more funny than it is scary.
When I was young, that movie was terrifying.
That scared the shit out of me. Yeah.
Which movie? People under the stairs?
More cheesy. Yeah.
When there's
the tongue.
That was more scary, but now when I went back and watched, I was like, this is more like campy, kind of not weird.
Eighties cheese.
Yeah,
a little bit there,
which is good. I like those. I mean, I'm a big eighties cheese fan, but I don't know. Last movies I remember horror movie I being scared. It's probably either Signs or The Ring. Remember the spooky? Like that's why I remember being scary.
Signs, I guess.
The ring.
Kind of, yeah.
Signs, good movie until the end. And then you're like,
Water.
It was good. But it was good at the end. Not the end, but like just, everything up until that. You're like, oh man, like a lot of stuff. I just remember being in the theater and freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Good movie. You never saw Signs? Dude, that's so good. The Ring.
Andrew
good.
Hates horror movies. I was like, what? Dude, The Ring. I've never seen any horror movie ever.
The first time you watched The Ring, is it The Ring where she comes out of the TV? Or is that The Grudge?
Yeah. The Ring. I think it's both.
The Grudge got Sarah Michelle Gellar in it, right?
Yeah,
I think I The Grudge is... The girl from The Ring is mad. She's holding the grudge that the people from The Ring...
Grudge is the little kid.
I don't think that's right.
Isn't it the same?
I'm pretty sure it's right.
TV, it adds TV up. In both movies.
Yeah, it adds Maybe. Up.
I think it's a loose sequel.
There's a couple grudges.
I just remember the first time you watched it where she comes out of the TV. I was like, nope. Don't like that.
What was that other movie? That movie fucked up. White Noise. What was it called? It was called White Noise.
Oh, yeah.
We had that movie.
The poltergeist like killed those people through the TV and shit, right?
Through the TV. Yeah. And this was in the age of cable still.
I'm always a big fan of the technique where it's like, they use it in video games a lot too, where it's like, you know, the person like looks over to something, like you look over somewhere and there's the little musicals thing. And then you see like the, something moves like real quick. And it's just like, what was that? You know, like, huh. And then you just like see like a flash of like something moving. Like they do in Signs, right? When he's walking through the cornfield and you just see like the leg, goes off into the side. And you're like, fuck. Or when they do the part where it's like, it's on the roof. Like it's like the kid let you look out the window and like it's on the roof and you're like, oh,
what's dude, that? no one will save you has a couple good scenes because there's a couple like a little bit of a spoiler, not really though. There's a couple different types of aliens in it.
Okay,
and there's a couple scenes where like the main character goes out at night and she's walking around in the dark. And you think you're looking at silhouettes of trees, and then you just see like one of the trees kind of like move, not normal. And you're like, no, I don't like that.
Not for me.
I would say scariest alien movies I've seen. It's like Signs and then Fire in the Sky, like that abduction scene is absolutely terrifying. Dude, I haven't seen that since still I was a little scary. Kid. It's like that. I saw somebody like posted a clip of that somewhere. Like posted that whole scene, and I was like, "Dude, this shit's still fucking scary." Like, as the most terrifying depiction of alien abduction, like anyway. And I don't know how they nailed it. Like, it's just like it's so fucking scary. Like, who is like, this is it? This is the good stuff. But I'm like, I don't know. It's like as far as alien movies kind of go, I don't know. Like The Thing. Like the thing is like, oh, I feel dude, like the thing is,
yeah, thing's phenomenal.
The Thing is a really good alien movie. Cause it's one of those ones where it's like, you know, they have this stuff like, I guess, what was it you said? No one will save you or whatever. Like some of these movies like those, which like depict your kind of normal, like bipedal kind of alien kind of stuff.
Oh, they weren't all like normal. All
I mean, yeah, but like these ones,
they
like
had some fucking, some of those like little elf ones. So, you know, the silver elf looking motherfuckers. Right.
But it's like, but the ones guys? Like The Thing and then like maybe like Color Out of Space, the most recent one with Nicolas Cage, like those ones are terrifying. Like, yeah. Cause it's like cosmic horror is more of my like stuff where I'm like, oh, that's scary. Cause like you don't know what it is. Like the Color Out of Space really like tripped me out, but I was like, that was really good. Like, it's like, that's what I would imagine like Alien Encounter to be. It's something that you cannot possibly comprehend because it's beyond comprehension or something.
What about
like,
those dudes whose knees hyperextend and they just run away? Remember that one?
Buddy, that's me now when I try to run. I just go to get up.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Like, for whatever reason, I just remember the ending of this movie where there's like this little kid looks up at the main character in the movie and then his knees hyperextend and he like runs away.
I have no fucking idea.
Species? Something like that?
Oh, Species. Oh,
which one?
Maybe it's got to be like one? Species 2 species. Or something or 3.
Species where, 3.
I bet it's one of the later Species. That kind of sounds about
later
right.
Later Species.
So, you know, it was Spooktober, but we did a lot more because it was a Spooktober that lined up with Murder Month. Dan, you would have hated it. We did not do justice to victims all month.
I saw a bunch of,
Yeah, it murders. Was just, yeah. Oh, murder, dude. Murder. Yeah.
Victims were talked not about.
Murders and mayhems. I want to ask you guys about this one. A little bit on this one's a mystery still. Terrifying. Let me set a scene for you guys, okay? Imagine for a second. You live in Nigeria and you're part of.
I know nothing about Nigeria, but I'll pretend I'm there.
It's what's that?
Let me set a scene. Let me picture a country you guys have never seen pictures of or anything.
Never imagined putting myself in Nigeria.
Now imagine yourself there and you're part of, you know, much like we have unions here, right? Like the taxi union, they also have a taxi union. The motorcycle taxi union, where, and by union I mean it's just a union of all the motorcycle taxi drivers. They're all tight knit, right? Mm-hmm. They're all tight knit. And one day, 2014, this is a true story, by the way. True story.
Okay.
This is weird. 2014, one of the like local motorcycle taxi drivers goes missing in Ibadan, Ibadan in Ohio State. Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah, you sound like you got it. Yep.
Ohio.
No, not Ohio.
Ohio, Nigeria.
And so, like, these guys are like, "Hey, our one of our boys has gone missing." Like, they're like, "All right, we know he hasn't been gone that long. Let's band the boys together. Let's get on the motorcycles, and we're gonna go drive around till we can find him." Right? Because they're worried something may have happened to him. So they form like this impromptu search party for their fellow motorcycle taxi driver. They're driving all over the place. And, you know, one of them kind of finds this little like dirt side road, kind of follows it and sees this like really old, like dilapidated building falling apart in disrepair, just kind of in the middle. Like, he's been like, "This is kind of weird. Like, never seen this building before." So like he kind of like, you know, parks his motorcycle, walks up to it. Hears some like moans and screams from inside. Kind of gets spooked out. He's like, "All right, I got to round up the boys. Right, I'm not going. I'm much like any one of us. You're not going in there by yourself."
Which is so not going calls, in there, period.
calls some of the crew. Right, gets a hold of some of the other people searching. So like a small group of them go and they try to open the door. Door's locked. Windows are boarded up. It's kind of in disrepair. So they start kicking open the door. They kick open the door and they find what is now known as the Ibadan House of Horror. Inside this building were body parts strewn everywhere, decomposing bodies, personal effects. And some of these like body parts and stuff were lined up like in shapes and different, like look like ritualistic
like shapes was, or how about just parts.
But well, they were like lined up, like
I'm going to make this leg look like an arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, it was like in shapes of like, you know, it's like points of stars and like a circle of limbs. And
oh, okay.
Just, and they're just like,
whoa, a bouquet of arms.
You're right. And there's, you know, there's
somebody was making a human centipede in here.
Yeah. Well, that's what they thought. Right. So it's, they're like,
that's what they thought. They were making a human centipede.
Well, they're like, they call the authorities and stuff. And like, they're like, this is insane.
Somebody's making a human centipede in here.
We need a centipede task force.
Yeah. Every police force has one.
The human, well, they found, so 23 survivors of 70 people
were sewn ass
that are identified.
Mouth.
Yeah. Only the front portion of the caterpillar survived. All the back end links slowly withered off. No, so they find these people and they pull them out. They're all in like, dude, terrible state of like starvation and some have been tortured and stuff. And like very quickly after this, they just demolish the building. They come in, they demolish it, and they cover use up. The site for a school now. They build a school on top of it.
Oh, that's a haunted fucking school for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. It's now a secondary school, so that's always good. A haunted high school. The interesting
nothing
thing
ever
about
bad
this,
have visited a haunted high school.
Nope. I've seen that. That's the school that Scooby-Doo teached at with Scrappy-Doo. Seen it. Little baby fucking Frankenstein and shit.
Yeah,
this is the one.
For sure.
It'd be the worst school to go to of all time. The thing is that the like government officials and stuff just kind of like swept this under the rug. They're like, it's a horrible tragedy and we just got to move past it. Now, some of the conspiracy that that I've kind of popped up when I was looking at these kind of things that piqued my interest is like of the 23 survivors, they all the survivors said that they were lured to there by people posing as government officials, apparently coming for.
They were posing as princes, and they said, "You need to come here to claim the money,
your fortune."
Yeah.
We have gold bars. We need you to come.
You need to wire me $10,000 really quick.
Yeah, I got money in escrow that I need to free it up. I need $10,000.
So they were saying that they were lured to by government officials saying that this was part of the government program to relocate them and that their new places of residence were ready. And so they'd go with these people and they would just be kidnapped and then driven to this house of horrors where they like were tortured. So now it came, the kind of conspiracy that came out was that this area of these people where they were all being taken from, like the government wanted the land and didn't really want to pay to relocate them. So they hired a third party that ended up being a cult to move them.
Ended up being a cult. We can take care of these people. No problem.
If we learned anything from Hawaii, just burn it.
Yeah. Blue lasers, baby. Right?
Blue lasers.
You know what's crazy? The thing is like they're using new color lasers now. Blue's out, baby. Blue's the secret's out with the blue.
Oh, they've changed the frequency for sure. It's different color.
Yeah. Yeah. You're better off to go with any other color than a blue roof because that thing's torching it.
What if
was that French?
Blue roof.
Yeah.
What's my favorite color?
What if I paint my roof blue? What if I paint my roof just layers of every color just in case?
That's a game. You're
immune to everything. Fire, COVID, everything.
Just kidding.
It's
nothing wrong with that.
Lasers.
It's pride.
It's a powerful roof.
Fry.
if only paint was the answer to all laser defense.
I don't know, dude. I saw a TikTok that solved that. So I'm gonna
paint my roof blue, and then this 10,000 degree laser beam will not be able to penetrate the blue.
Yeah. They should just, well.
You got to test it though, right?
Yeah.
Well,
then they
should. Who's the first guy that's going to try that shit out?
Blue then.
I'm pretty sure Alderaan was blue, wasn't it?
Whoa, too soon.
Looks pretty blue.
Wasn't the right shade of blue.
Cerulean.
Yeah, if there's space lasers in our atmosphere looks blue, then therefore it shouldn't penetrate.
That's fair.
Checks out.
I mean, science, like.
I guess if the lasers were on the ship, then it wouldn't matter. But if they're coming from space.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the idea of like a government hiring like a third party and like to take care of these people. And it's like, they're like, oh no, you guys have worked with humanitarian projects before, like relocating people. Like, yes, we have always helped to relocate people to hell. I mean, suitable housing for people to live in. Like, just like super evil. And they're like, oh yeah, this guy checks out. He's good.
Yeah. Like, yeah, perfect. Job's getting done.
Yeah.
We don't ask Al.
It's like he's wearing like a black cloak. I'm like,
but like,
why is he manically laughing after that? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
He won't stop rubbing his hands together.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like 90% of these realtor like billboards you see, you're like, oh, that guy could be a serial killer.
Mm. Oh, dude, all of them,
right? Yeah.
If you've ever
seen my realtor, if I was a realtor, I think this has had my photo to have to be.
Yeah, like that's what they look like.
If you've ever been to Kelowna, you know the infamous hill where there's fucking realtor billboards. There's 80-foot billboards just lined this whole hill, and most of them are realtors.
And they're just staring at
you
as
you
drive
up. You're like, what the fuck, man? It's like that. It's realtor billboards, and then abortion is murder at the top. Just a quick.
Oh. Yeah. West Bank strong.
Yeah. Just.
I like, it's like, I don't know what the thing is. I'm like, they're like, I need the picture where my eyes are the most open they could possibly be.
Yeah. I don't know. Amanda Westerheim?
Oh, dude.
I know that one.
And now that she's jacked.
She's
even scarier now.
Yeah, I'll say that Amanda Westrheim, she's had a billboard. This lady, this realtor, you can look her up. Give her some business. She's a great realtor.
She's got enough business.
Dude, she's had a billboard in Kelowna for 20 years.
As long as
I can
remember.
Reason why, because basically with her face, she basically says like, buy from me or else.
Or you're dead.
Like, that's literally what I see. Yeah, right? Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's a... I've never understood that. Even here on the buses and stuff, you're like, that's the photo you went with? Like, God damn.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Like, I know. I don't
trust serial killers.
I know quite a few realtors and none of them have a billboard and I'm sure they're way better than anyone with a billboard.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't buy something from somebody with a billboard.
No, it's weird. Just,
how much is it to get a billboard?
It's like $2,000 a month.
Should we get a billboard, boys?
It's like $2,000
should
a month.
Should that be our last ditch effort before we fold the podcast?
Yeah.
Should we get a fucking billboard?
Just, yeah, we'll just throw up billboards all across the country.
All of us like
listen,
this?
Things have been going, hey, things have been dropping.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
Yeah, we got to change it up.
Putting in more effort. Let's just get a billboard.
Billboards.
I think billboard might be the
answer. Billboard?
That's the way to go. Billboards are the way to go.
Hey, we might have $2,000 left over after we pay the accountant, and that's what we'll spend it on.
Billboard.
Billboard.
The
just one.
Yeah. Yeah. On like a random stretch of highway.
Just doesn't
make sense. It's way out there. Like
it's
going to
be an off highway. That's all we can afford, right? Like a turnoff off the highway.
We'll end up with our luck, we'll get up beside the fucking abortion isn't healthcare fucking one.
If we get off the beaten path, we'll be able to get 4 billboards for the same price.
Mm, yeah. I think if we get off the beaten path, we could probably put up 2 signs around Vernon, British Columbia, where they have that, like, this is a fetus billboard.
Yeah. There's a lot of Jesus billboards. Yeah, right.
We could put the pickle baby thing.
Yeah. This is a pickle baby.
Yeah.
In the same photo.
Holy fuck. Let's get a billboard.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Let's just do it.
You know, what's funny. That was one of the things that Spotify fucking, I'm pretty sure they were going to get us a billboard. And that was one of the things they fucking.
No, it wasn't a billboard.
They didn't give us anything.
It was a national media campaign and was supposed to plaster our name on different stuff. Not in physical print, but.
Oh.
How appropriate it is. I feel like I really enjoy how appropriate it is that we keep talking about fucking Spotify on this spooky podcast because it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
It's true. It's the scariest thing that's ever happened to the show.
Absolutely. Almost murdered.
I don't really use that.
Spotify actually almost committed podcast murder.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost.
Pretty close.
Podcast homicide.
They're almost guilty of committing. You know what? Actually, of those 10 shows that signed with us, there's only like a couple that are still going. They got murdered.
So they did.
They committed podcast murder. Spotify did.
Fuck.
They're guilty.
Bastards.
But we were survivors.
We survived.
We're survivors.
We hobbled our way out of the woods, bleeding, mangled, missing a leg, but we hobbled out.
Limping.
We got to the highway. We signaled that car.
Yeah.
We crawled our way in. They didn't want to pick us up. We made them.
Yeah,
we're that like spunky kind of hot chick that gets cut up a little bit, but knows a little bit of self-defense and fought back a bit and escaped, you know?
Yeah.
Just enough.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But now we're jaded.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to let any man come close to us.
No, never.
We actually just got another contract.
Yeah. Which was equally not as great. It wasn't that it was not great. They just fucking...
It was nothing. There was nothing fancy about it.
They just didn't do anything.
So now we're back. We're independent again. Once again. No contract signed here, baby. Tell your friends to listen to ATT.
Yeah.
Footloose, or we'll kill you.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Put that on the billboard.
We're international, baby. We got hits.
That's a great that's a great billboard. Listen to ATT, or we'll kill you.
We'll all look
like serial killers.
And we'll all make the crazy faces.
You gotta make super, super toothy smiles.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep this goatee.
And you gotta make sure I think the key is you gotta make sure there's white all around your eye. You know what I mean? Like when you look, you gotta look so there's white all.
Get a good like a bit. Yeah, get the
hurts my eyes.
Yeah, it does hurt a little bit.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah, it does hurt. That's how you sell houses. What are the spooky stories you guys got? We kind of said we would maybe bring a couple loose spooky stories.
Spooktober.
The true story that happened just in Kelowna here not that long ago.
Oh, God.
I'll leave names out of it because it's an ongoing case.
Is it?
Yeah. So there's a road in Kelowna, KLO. No KLO?
Yeah, Kelowna Land and Orchards.
Yeah. Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anyways, you go up that road, you go way up, you get into McCullough area.
Way up.
There's this nice lookout. It's kind of like a makeout spot. No?
Made out there.
Most people have.
And stuff. Yeah.
Did stuff there. So just recently, though, there was a couple.
You fucking made out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both you guys?
I did.
Together?
Yeah, together.
Both of us at the same time. Together.
Good for you guys.
Stabbing the knight of two kicks.
I never once in my youth made out at any point.
It's a nice point. It looks over all of Kelowna. Anybody. It looks over the lake. It's really nice. It
looks over a golf just course.
My own hand.
Practicing.
Yeah, that's practicing.
Yeah, but you were like, fuck it. You were Virginity Rocks t-shirt guy. Like you were.
Yeah, like, I was that guy without the t-shirt though.
Yeah, right. Like it's,
people looked at me and they went, yeah, Virginity Rocks guy for sure.
So anyways, there's this couple and they're up there, you know, they're taking their time. The girl's a little frigid. But so they turn on the radio. Turn on the radio to kind of ease the mood.
Spotify.
She's a little frigid, so we killed her.
Dumb bitch wouldn't pull it out. Was this you, dude? Yeah.
They turn on the radio. And they turn on, they switch to CBC. Why not? A little talk radio, late night.
Set the mood.
Yeah.
John Tesh.
Yeah.
And there's a breakout from the insane wing of the hospital. They hear it on the radio.
McNair unit.
Escaped madman on the loose approximately 3 hours ago. Heading east.
Michaela.
And if you don't know, if you're not from Kelowna, east is the direction of the McCullough.
Yeah, were you trying to place it if you gave enough details that listeners would know that east is in their direction like that?
Yeah, I was like, you figured east, out. But it's like the hospital's west.
Hospital's
basically,
west.
CBC reporter came on the radio and said, if you're at Makeout Point, look out.
Lock your doors.
They're coming for you.
And the escaped, he was actually a killer and he was kind of in like psychiatric care, right? Wow. And his weapon of choice was a hook. A hook, like a fish hook.
This is an ongoing
This just
story.
Happened. Just this weekend.
Yeah, right. Holy shit. Yeah, sorry.
So they're listening to the radio and they're like, oh, fuck. And we're east. That's a long way from the hospital. There's no way you could get that far. And they hear a little
10 minutes
on the back of the car.
Yeah.
Guy turns around real quick. Nothing there.
It's
all good, baby. Just relax.
This guy was locked up for murder with a hook, and the first thing he did was escape. He's like, I gotta find
some fornicators.
I didn't say there was a hook.
Okay, sorry.
I didn't say there was a hook.
Sorry. I just thought the foreshadowing was okay. My bad. My apologies.
Jumping the hook.
So he rolls down the window. He looks out.
If you say there's a fucking hook. If you say right now, if you're about to say there's a hook, right after you're talking so much shit that I didn't say anything about hook. He looked, there's a hook hanging.
No.
I mean, buddy, this is a fucking spooky story from fucking...
From two weeks ago.
That blue cockroach told me that.
It's just a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago. Sorry, yeah.
So he looks out.
It's in the news.
He rolls down the window. He looks out, kind of looks behind the car. Oh, what was that? I don't know. He rolls up the window. He tries again. Doesn't work. She's not having it. It's the first date. She's not doing it on the first date.
Take your time. Slow down.
Yeah.
Settle down. Listen to some talk.
Yeah.
Enjoy the CBC.
Take her home. Somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
And then again. Kind of up the side of the car this time.
Ooh.
The rooster.
Could scratch my paint? So,
he's not having it. He throws into reverse. He takes off. Boom, boom. It kind of feels a little bang. Doesn't think anything of it. Peels off down the road, down KLO, or down McCullough, back to KLO, back into Kelowna, back to the house. When he gets out, you'll never guess what's hanging on the door.
Fucking, what the fuck? You fucking kidding me?
Dude, is this a running gag? Is this a running gag? Because even in the chat, people are like, pretty sure Zell told this story last year. And someone's like, it must be an ongoing investigation.
No, this happened a couple...
It just happened.
It just happened 2 days ago.
I've seen that.
He told it last year. It happened 2 days before that, dude.
If this is the start of any time we have to bring a spooky story, I get this fucking different version.
It's not the same.
No,
it's not the same.
A new version of the hook story.
It just happens to occur every couple days for Halloween.
This is a fucking crime is a problem.
Okay. It's a problem.
What I'm saying is the conservatives got to get in so they're going to be tough on justice, because right now it's lawless. This is going on a calendar year. The hook man's still out there.
There's a hook dangling on the back door.
God damn it.
They were so close to being the next victim of the hook killer.
So logistically,
I'm about 90% positive I've heard a fucking blue cockroach tell a worm that story.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too.
We have heard that story.
Happened to a friend of mine. Last year I told click slide.
That's right. I forgot about that one too.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's
and the year before I told. The year before I told the strangers in the house and the dog was dead.
Okay.
Next year though, I'm going to tell the hook story again.
Yeah, if you're not prepped, is he going to say goodbye? No, he's not. He's going to leave you. That's funny.
Almost forget. I didn't poke his head back in. Almost forgot to say goodbye.
That's a good story.
Anyway, though. So the killer's still out there. He's lost his hook, though. He's looking for another hook.
Well, if we know anything about this guy, he's resourceful, because I've never seen one of those fucking hooks in my entire life as an adult man.
It's a fish gas.
35 years. I've never seen the hook as you described. And this motherfucker got arrested.
It was supposed to be a hook hand. I thought they were supposed to have a hook hand.
No, it's like a gaff. It's like he holds a hook.
Like, I know what you did last summer.
That's right? The one. Yeah. Kind of, you know the one. Yeah.
But like, I thought it was supposed to be a hook hand. Like the guy had.
It's like a fishing weapon for like gaffing fish outside of the boat.
So this guy gets arrested. His hook obviously gets seized by the RCMP.
He escapes the mental ward of the hospital. He breaks into Rona or somewhere on the way up to East Kelowna. He gets another fish gaff hook somehow.
There's no way.
Maybe he makes one.
I'm telling you right now.
Maybe he makes one.
I don't know about your story because I don't think Rona has fish gaffs.
No, that's what maybe he breaks in. He finds a hook, but he also finds a handle and he combines the two to make his own fish gaff.
Some kind of maybe he watches Fortune Fire.
Serial killer MacGyver.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah. It's a big fan.
He just goes down to Hobo Row. He's just
murder MacGyver, like
torching all the crack pipes into some sort of glass fishing gaff.
There are weapons beyond weapons.
Oh, that's right.
On Hobo Row,
the goof. Like, what do they call them?
Goofbeaters.
Goofbeaters is what they use them. Yeah. No, it's real. Yeah. Scary. Yeah.
They're like weapons you'd see in like what's that zombie movie where in the mall and you have fucking kill.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead?
No.
Dead Island or?
There's Dead Island, I guess. The one you're stuck, the one you're talking about, stuck in the.
Starts in the mall.
You're Dead Rising?
Dead Rising, maybe? And you can get any weapon.
You know what's better than that?
You could get baseball bat with like 9-inch nails through it and like all the rest.
It's bizarre to me why anyone would need that when everybody knows all you need is a squirt gun to kill a fucking zombie.
A squirt gun?
Ernest.
Yeah, zombies ate my neighbors, buddy.
I thought you were talking about Ernest Scared Stupid.
No, that's milk.
Or that's milk. That's right.
Yeah, you milk.
No, that's for trolls.
Oh, that's true. Trolls. Dan's right. The trolls. Yeah.
I think Niall's ready for Ernest Scared Stupid this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I wasn't ready for Ernest Scared Stupid.
Either was I.
Are you ever ready for that kind of fucking performance that's going to shake your life and change the way you look at the world?
Your kid going to be ready for Gremlins, and then it's going to be like fucking...
We watched the new Haunted Mansion the other night, and it's actually, you know, it's scary, especially for a kid his age, and just like, you look at his face doing, and like just mouth open his head, you're like, oh, I fucked my kid up a bit. Fucked him up a bit. Nice, like he's, nice, you know, but he can't look away. Like,
Adam.
Yeah. 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 Fucked him up a little bit.
Poor memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to
fucking get up
my
a bit.
Child.
It's probably already started a bit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Probably start fucking up
every now and then. We got one of those old school like walkers that has wheels, so he can walk around. He fucking motors around the house in it. And then every now and then he'll like go to put his finger in the socket or something. I'm like, oh! And then he like
get those plugs.
Instantly cries.
Yeah, you can get one of those plugs, man.
He'll learn.
He'll die. So dimmer.
Yeah, we have the plugs. You just haven't put them all in yet. We haven't. He's just really the last couple of days started to really move. So now we gotta watch it.
I'm always wondering. I'm wondering if kids are ever gonna be like scared, because you know, like a lot of movies now like use a lot of CGI and stuff for their like. Their special effects and stuff, but like I've always found like practical effects to always be
way scarier. Creeper.
Yeah, like gremlins, like those little creatures, like those little and the thing, like those always hold up way better when you go back and watch them. And like you watch like CGI stuff now, and you're just like, why would you use that stuff? But I don't know. I wonder if that stuff will be like, if kids will be like scared of like CGI stuff in the future. And it's just like,
well, there was a new scary movie rating system. Let's see if I can quickly pull it up. Is beats per minute that like that tracked your beats per minutes and stuff.
Oh, goofy.
And it was they said so it was like the scariest movies like by science.
Okay.
Scary
Stupid number one.
So no, the movie Sinister from 2012 was based on
The Warrens.
2012, is the Warrens? And it's based on your resting heart, like your elevated heart rate.
Yeah, I get it.
And your biggest jump scare, like so the highest your heart rate jumps in the
yes, we understand. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought you asked me to clarify.
What the fuck?
I thought you asked me to clarify.
What the fuck? Clarify once. You said it 100 times. Based on your heart rate.
Well,
based on
your heart rate.
Well, based on basically what happens when you get scared, your heart rate elevates a bit because it elicits a stress response in your body.
Yeah.
We got it. And you go into the state called tachycardia.
You're saying everything I already said.
This study was sponsored by the studio that made hell. Sinister.
How much of that fucking peach crown royal have you had?
Buddy, Jesus. I'm telling you, this is the scariest movie right now because my fucking beats per minute are up. Number two, Insidious. Number three,
Sky High.
Where's The Conjuring?
Number three, The Conjuring.
Okay.
Yeah. Four, Hereditary. Five, Paranormal Activity. Six,
those
It
are like
Follows.
Recent movies, though.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, The Descent. Number nine. I'm trying to look down. The oldest movie on the list are at like 13, 14, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, the OG Nightmare on Elm Street is fucking scary.
Scary, terrifying, man.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp gets sucked into the bed and the big fucking
two,
fountain
isn't
blood.
Two?
Is that two?
I don't remember.
Isn't Nightmare on Elm Street the movie that saved that entire studio?
Was it called? Yeah. Was that I remember watching the movies that
New
made
Line,
us.
I think.
Was that New Line Studio that did that one?
Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984.
Good year.
Saved.
They really fucking milked it after that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think the first couple are good.
Saved New Line Cinema from total bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Nicknamed the studio the house that Freddie built. That's what it was.
That's cool.
Fucking.
Because they're on their way out. They put like they had the last gamble on this fucking horror movie and it just killed. Literally.
All right, so we got the hook, Andrew. What do you go? What spooky? Would you say you got?
Oh, I got a real fucked up one for you.
Yeah. If this has if this one motherfucker. Listen, if
this listen,
has
I don't say
tell the hook story.
Listen,
again.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because you know what I know. I know what you know that I know that you know. This story, I want it to be a warning to everyone, right? Especially right now, sitting here in your comfy homes, on your comfy couches, relaxed in your safe spaces. Those of you maybe at work listening to this, you know, or at the gym feeling good about yourself, and you know, a new body, new you, like having a good time. Everything's going good. Everything's coming up you. Like it's fucking great. And everything's going your way. Well, let this story be a lesson to you that, you know what? At any moment, everything, no matter how good it looks, can come crashing down and be your worst nightmare. And this is the story of how the Detroit Lions got blown out by 32 points on the fucking weekend.
Yeah, they did.
All right? It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, they did.
They killed me this week.
For fuck's sake. They killed me in my soul. I got tricked. I thought they were good. I thought everything was coming up Millhouse. All right.
Just 1 week.
Listen, it's just one game. Just one game. Don't overreact. Yeah. All right, everybody. It's just one. Fuck.
Haven't they won more games this year than they have like the last three?
Well, we won nine games last year. We won nine games last year. But we've been just listen.
Did you break your TV?
No, I was fucking, it was awful. I was in Edmonton on top of everything watching this fucking game. It was awful. Gross. I had kids climbing all over me. Everybody's yelling. People are vacuuming while I'm trying to watch a game. I was, it's a bad day. All right. My story is about a,
This
happened just a few days ago.
What?
Yeah. Wait for it.
Tell your story.
Yes, okay.
Tell your mics so we can hear them.
All right. It's my story.
Can they see your screen when they walk in?
So yeah.
And they're 100%. Just like,
who are these fucking dads?
There's not been a conversation. The best part, I talked to Jess about it the other day. And I'm like, I wonder if she knows that like people listen to our podcast, or she just thinks I'm sitting here talking to three other idiots. Like, you know, like
she does walk in every recording.
100%. I like without miss.
Yeah.
Maybe she does know then it's trying to like some moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this story. When you think about a spooky evil doll, what do you think about?
And check it.
Think about a Victorian doll, like porcelain faced from like the 1800s, right?
No, I think about that little fucking.
I think about fucking Chucky.
Chucky's scary too. Yeah,
scary. But little fuck.
What's the other weird looking Robert? I think about Robert.
Robert.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of Robert. What is that? Like the doll? Fucking Teddy Ruxpin's cousin.
Oh, buddy.
Robert the doll. We talked about him on a podcast.
Yeah.
Did we?
Hold on, look at this creepy motherfucker.
Might have been me and Brayden. Cursed object.
Hold on, let's see it. It was fucking. How do I share this?
Well, anyways,
keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Anyways, this isn't necessarily your typical haunted doll.
Mm.
Okay, I mean this has been something that's haunted a lot of parents. I'll tell you that much, right? Especially anybody with girls. When you think of Princess Elsa, everybody thinks "Let It Go." Horrible shit that came for that movie.
Let it go.
Let it go. No, not the rest. But anyways, I know. Luckily, I had a boy. He didn't really give a shit about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this story goes about a lady named Emily Mandonia. Her daughter received a singing Elsa doll for Christmas in 2013.
Ooh,
and for the first couple of years, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It repeated lines of dialogue from the movie and belted out "Let It Go."
Ugh.
Yeah, I guess all you had to do is press the necklace and it's just fucking sang, you know, because kids love dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
But after that, the doll started to speak both English and Spanish, which seems strange because Madonio couldn't find a switch that would let her change Elsa's language. Then it started to sing when its power was shut off. Fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided that maybe there was something kind of weird about this doll. So, you know, obviously what are you going to do? It's a couple years old, speaking Spanish, it's fucked. Throw it away, right? Donate it, get rid of it. Bob, what is that movie called when they start I know it's not like it's not necessarily stigmata because she didn't speak Spanish and stigmata, right? She started speaking like Hebrew or something, right?
When it's stigmata?
Yeah, when the stigmata, yeah, they start.
Oh, so when you get like the holes in your wrists and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, well, you started talking like Jesus, so you speak Hebrew, right? Yeah.
Hebrew or
Aramaic, that's what I'm
saying. Aramaic, I guess.
Aramaic.
Wait, is that, are you Jesus? When that happens to you?
Yeah, you start the same shit that happens to Jesus happens to you.
You get the mark of the crucifixion. Like,
So is that a bad thing or a good thing?
It's a bad thing.
Bad thing.
You want to get pinned up on a fucking cross, buddy?
Yeah, so why are you being
You want punished? Somebody to hide all your fucking eggs?
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, funny. Fuck no, my eggs are fucking under lock and key.
God damn it, I wanted a fucking omelet.
Anyways, the doll is fucking paranormally activated, so you gotta throw away. It's speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
makes scary.
Sense. Check.
So several days later, after throwing it away, the fucking doll appeared inside a wooden bench in the back of her house.
Inside
the kids insisted, bench? Yeah.
Okay.
The kids insisted that they didn't put it there. And basically the mom believed them because they're like, wow, they didn't even really know. Kids like they had to hide it that they're throwing it away.
Kids never lie.
Right? She tried again, tightly wrapped it in its own garbage bag and put it in a garbage bag inside another garbage bag inside another garbage bag.
Yep. Okay.
And filled the other one with garbage. So it was underneath all the garbage inside about, like, it's like a fucking babushka egg. What are those eggs called?
What? Oh, the nesting dolls? Dolls?
Russian dolls?
The nesting dolls?
Russian dolls? Yeah. There you go. Fucking garbage. The family went out of town for a few days, but when they got back, that cursed doll was back in their yard, leaning casually against the house.
Mm. What?
That's what I'm saying, boys.
Mm, kill it. Destroy it.
Madonia says there's no question that is the same Elsa doll because her daughter had colored on its plastic limbs with markers.
Fuck.
Are we like, listen, isn't that fucked up?
Reading this story.
It's messed up. My thing is like, I right away go to like, it's got to be the garbage man. He's fucking with him. Garbage man's fucking with him. My garbage man fucks with me because at the bottom of my garbage bin, I've slowly started to amass, like, there's probably like 5 cans in there. And instead of, you know, throwing them in the garbage truck with the rest of the trash, he throws them on my driveway, right? Every fucking time.
Fuck that guy, seriously?
Yeah.
Have you had a conversation with this guy?
Well, no, I'm never home. I just come home and the cans are in the fucking driveway, the 5 of them. I put them back in the garbage can for next week. I'm like, I'll get you.
5 cans.
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
Yeah, it does piss me off. But that's what I'm saying. Oh, it's like, see, we got this little game afoot, and I think garbage men are pieces of shit, and I can see them doing something like this to a little family.
Whoa! Yeah.
Work with trash all day? You are trash.
Oh, fuck.
Taking a hard stance on garbage men. Garbage people.
You heard it here first, you fucking garbage men.
Braden hates
my views are
people.
Also the views of everyone else on this show.
Buddy, how are we ever going to get a billboard if you're talking shit like this?
Dude, the only garbage man I ever knew was, remember when you lived in that one house, he lived upstairs from you and he was absolutely jacked. He would pull your face off.
Yeah, he would. He was jacked.
He was huge. You have to be, because that was back before they had the automatic garbage trucks.
He used to, but yeah, garbage people.
Chuck it up into the
thing. You got to go and throw them every fucking bag up.
I would go upstairs because we had a shared kitchen and he would be flexing in the mirror of the living room. And then I'd be like going to cook food and he'd be like shirtless, just like flexing in the mirror. And then he'd be like, you ever just want to get in a fight to see what your body can do? No.
And he looks at you and he goes, he looks at you and he says, I dare you to make fun of the garbage man again.
Yeah. You want to see my collection of Elsa dolls?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where I'm leaning to is garbage man. He's like, this will be funny.
Well, the doll's now in Minnesota. They mailed it to a friend and the friend fucking like tacked it to their bush guard of their Jeep. So now it's just fucking going 4x4 for the rest of its life.
It's still
you is haunted. They like gave it to him. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll take care of it. Tack it to my car.
Dude, some of those kids' toys are creepy though, because Roman's got a couple that I don't like where you push and it's just like, I got this weird little elephant that talks to him and it goes like, I love you. You want a song? And then it just plays like the saddest little fucking jingle. And I'm like, I don't like this. Like, I like a beat. All those too jingles slow.
I don't like this.
Buddy, all those jingles are fucked up. You listen to like, you ever listen to like Ring Around the Posy?
Rosie. Yeah.
It's fucked up. Or Rosie?
It's about fucking getting sick and dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, his Roman swing, it played all that like.
Holy fuck! Did you reinforce that thing? Did you reinforce that thing?
Yeah, I can't use it anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say you like bolt it down or anything.
But he just used to rock that thing.
The Dance of the Sugar Bomb.
I bet.
Yeah, it's a creepy song.
I mean, buddy, you got to be like, I'm telling you, we were at the, so when we were in Edmonton, we were hanging out with Jess's cousins, and it was one of the kids' birthdays. So all their friends are over. And then one of the friends brought their little brother who's 2 and who's a Roman. He's like fucking bigger than Niall and he's 2. Right? Like huge, beefy, like giant kid. But like you can't help it. The whole kid, like he can't talk and he's 2, so he's stupid. But he looks like he's like 5. So you're like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? What is, you know what I mean? Like you just think he's dumb and that's going to be Roman. Dude. He's going to be way too huge. There was a look at that kid like he's 7 when he's 1.
There was when we were at the pumpkin patch, I was like standing him up and he was like holding on to the rail and he just stand there. And then like little kids would walk by that were like, we'd be like, we'd talk to people, be like, oh, she's 13 months old. And Roman's like bigger, like hanging on for dear life, like just kind of so focused. And then he'd like bail over and they're like, how old is he? And I'm like, 7 months. He's like way bigger. But yeah, he's a big boy.
He's good. I'm warning you, man.
But yeah,
you're gonna have to make shirts with his age on it, because people are gonna be like, "This kid's a big idiot."
Dude, I was going through.
I'd be like, "No, he's just normal."
Well, I wear my age on my shirt all the time. It doesn't help me.
Yeah, but you also put your name on your underwear, so it's like it is what it is.
Now I was going through pictures of the last year because I was gonna make a video for Nova's second birthday, and there's the picture of like all us and our kids at the pool at my parents' house. And yeah. Roman's sitting in that little bouncy chair, which has made, it's like up to 8 months or something. And he's at that time, like 2 months, 3 months old, and he's bottomed it out. And he's like on the ground. He's on the ground in this chair. And I'm looking like, he's way too big for that fucking chair. But you guys were bouncing in that thing all weekend.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah. It's funny.
Was he 20 pounds already?
Yeah, he's 21.
It's fucking crazy. Nova's 28 pounds. She's 2 years old.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think it slows down. Like his length is starting to slow down.
You can't,
like,
yeah, you really can't judge the first couple of years. It could be wildly.
He's big wildly now, different. But like, we'll see.
I don't know, man. Like he's got eight fucking teeth.
It's wild.
Benjamin Button.
Well, she got teeth like 3 months. She had all her teeth like within 8 months.
Oh, it's so fucking weird, dude. Because he's just got all half teeth coming in. So he's just got a mouth a little.
He's just drooling
teeth.
Like
little nubs.
Just drooling hard or what?
Yeah. He likes to bite my finger. Like when I give him my finger, he bites it and I go, ow. And then he cries. He gives me a fat lip and then cries. And I'm like, dude, you're biting me. Dude,
kids are so funny like that. I said like I had a sore back after work one day. I said I had a sore back. And then Nova's like, sore back, ow. And then she has a sore back all of a sudden. Now she's hurt. She's on the ground. Sore back. Sore back. Funny. Sore back. I need massage.
Fuck. That's cute.
That's funny.
I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to grab a beer. Are you guys going to keep rolling?
Let's keep rolling.
Let's take a quick break so we can all go get drinks.
2 minute break. We'll be right back.
2 minute break. We'll be right back.
I'll get another water. All right.
And get real cold.
We're back.
I didn't realize how fucking cold it was until I went upstairs.
Oh, dude.
You look like you have two black eyes for some reason.
Me?
He always looks like he has black eyes.
Part raccoon? Just about zero sleep last night.
Part raccoon, eh?
Last night, zero sleep?
Yeah. And the night before. That's why I wear these cool sunglasses so you can't tell.
Nah. Well, it's not like it makes a difference.
No.
Still look like shit. We're getting old.
Yeah, I'm going to get Botox, I decided.
Gross.
Why?
Okay. It's like $30.
Stupid. No, it's not $30.
It is. For a little
bit.
I've always, thought I had a really thin upper lip. Botox
from Mexico.
Yeah. Right? What the fuck are you talking about $30? Botox is super expensive.
How much is it for lip filler?
I don't know. Just suck on something.
Yeah. While you're at it, you should get that new thing the girls are doing? The get like filler in your butt. You get a nice.
Oh, I don't need that.
Lifted butt.
Fucking Zell goes to Turkey, and now you want to do some fucking shit to your face too? Like, what's the deal?
This costs only $100, boys.
Yeah. It looks bad. Like 50. It
looks perfectly natural.
It's like completely yellow.
I can swim with it on. I can shower with it.
It's cheaper to get a piece than it is to get implants. So just get a piece.
Yeah, we should all, you know what we should try to look for? We should try to find a toupee company that'll sponsor
the show.
We all get fucking cool
before
toupees.
We get the billboard. And then and then get the billboard. If we have money left over, then we get.
But Andrew said we were going to get sponsored by some sort of back shaving company.
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Because I've
Backscape.
Got,
Backscape.
Let me tell you something. The angel.
Yeah, they got like back
right
shavers
now.
With an arm.
Yeah, you haven't seen back hair until you've seen Brain's back hair. It's just these two perfect like wings. That's it,
dude.
Just two wings.
It's my angel wings, dude. They come in.
It's
they
super come in real weird. Thick.
Yeah. It's like, if you think about a tattoo of the people who get the tattoos of the angel wings, I have that naturally as hair. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's good luck. My beard, if I don't trim, will just continue down my back completely down my spine, right to my ass.
It's a good book.
Oh, and it just stops at your ass. Yeah, right.
No, it doesn't stop. Right. It just keeps going.
Just goes all the way down.
All the way down.
Yeah.
To my ankles, actually.
Literally the only places that we don't have hair anymore on the top is the top of our heads.
Zell's in a constant battle at keeping the hair at bay.
It's brutal.
Like wherever you don't see hair is a conscious decision by Zell.
I'm not actually balding. I just purposely shave my head like that. Make you boys feel better.
You just thin it out.
I'm combing it. Yeah, I'm back combing it.
This out of top. Yeah. I'd like a number one on the top and just thin out the top, please.
Yeah, really thin back. And then, you know, actually bick the hairline about back 2 inches.
Yeah.
Makes you look more distinguished. Seasoned. Yeah.
Dan, what do you got a spooky?
Spooky for the Spooktober special. Everybody knows that we are all privy to the most haunted locations. Like everywhere that we talk about is the most haunted.
Stamped.
Probably. We're talking about the most haunted forest in England.
Oh.
Looking up for Spooktober stuff, looking for spooky things. There's nothing spookier than some woods, you know, spooky woods. And there's nothing more spooky than, you know, you see the pictures of like England. For some reason, forests in Europe always seem a lot creepier than places in the US. I don't know why.
It's the mist.
Something about it. I don't know. Whatever. But like, yeah, there is a set of woods known as Clapham Wood, which is situated near the village of Clapham in West Sussex.
Clapham.
Yeah, that Clapham. Was coming. That's on that one.
You fucking set the ball up on the tee. You can't expect us to take a swing at it.
I know. So apparently this like 150 acres of woods is a location where many people who live in the area and have lived there for a long time, have reported that this place is a very oppressive atmosphere. There's something very strange about these woods, and people experience things like sudden drops of temperature, and they always have this feeling of being watched. There are multiple reports of people taking their pets on walks or like near these woods, and there are locations that they said that their pets will not go into. Like they will refuse to enter. And even some people have said they have observed birds that will look like they will avoid certain areas of the woods. Like they will go out of their way to fly around certain areas in that woods.
But they're not real, so.
Right. So, you know.
Yeah, there's GPS, no fly zones, obviously.
Yeah, their GPS is off or something. But this one also has a bit of a UFO connection. So not only do you have these reports of pets and things, like people have also said that they have seen strange lights that hover above the trees or move erratically throughout the sky. And also there are reports of metallic saucer-like objects. And even there is one report that they said they saw some kind of like boomerang shaped object like flying over these woods. So not you have natural phenomenon going on, and you know, perhaps some unnatural phenomenon as well with the UFOs. So while all of this kind of a lot of these reports have been always kind of going on or associated with Clapham Woods, like I think that really came into the public eye around the 1960s, at least the UFO portion of it. And then kind of after that happened and Clapham Woods kind of already had obtained this reputation for being haunted or something going on suspicious in the woods, there was a mysterious disappearance in 1972. Apparently, there was a man named Peter Goldsmith who was a homeless or... is it unhoused now?
Unhoused is the proper term.
How dare you, he was Dan?
Yeah.
You know how many one-star reviews we're going to get from the homeless people?
Yeah.
Right. All they do is listen to podcasts on their government-subsidized phones. They have nothing but time on their hands, Dan. That's our main audience.
You're not wrong.
That's 100% of our audience, Dan. You just...
Yeah. Unhoused people and garbage men.
Yeah.
Only that's it.
We're done.
We're finished.
So apparently, Mr. Goldsmith used to frequent the Worthing area around, which is located around these woods. And on February 24th.
I love how visibly uncomfortable Andrew gets when anyone's walking through. He just turns normal Andrew to this.
If only they could hear what was being talked about.
On February 24th, 1972 was the last time that somebody said that they saw him alive, entering into Clapham Wood. Now, once he had disappeared or people had noticed that he had been gone and not around the area, like people, like reported him missing and the police treated it as such. So they went out and started searching, and, you know, opening investigations in and around the woods to try and find Peter Goldsmith. So despite these searches, no trace of Goldsmith was ever found in the immediate days and subsequent weeks of after he had been reported missing. And I mean, missing.
Like 180 acres, like that doesn't seem like that's big, but it doesn't seem like unbelievable. Like you could definitely put a search party together and pretty much scour that area pretty easily in a couple of days.
So it wouldn't be until 6 months later in August of 1972, where his body was actually discovered by a local resident's dog that they found him. Where he was found.
Brave dog. He's willing to go in there.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
This
different,
dog. Yeah.
Different breed.
Different breed. Yeah.
They said that the body was discovered in a dense thicket within the wood. But the thing is that area had been previously searched. It was an area that they had gone through already multiple times without finding his body. Like, this is a place that, like, no, we checked here multiple times and like we didn't see the body. Now, that's not only the strange thing, is like that. What the thing is when they discovered the body, it not just like the location, but the position of the body was also unusual and raised a few
face
questions.
Down, ass up.
Well, it said that he, they said by the time that they found his body in August, he had been missing, you know, approximately 6 months. Yeah. But, you know, given this length of time, you would expect to see a significant
decomposition,
you know, considering you had places like, I mean, it is an English wood. It doesn't have like a lot of large scavengers and stuff. Like, you don't have bears and stuff like that. But you still have foxes. You know.
Got the fucking sheriff of Nottingham, though. Yeah. Right.
So, you know, you would expect that these, you know, being exposed to the natural elements and stuff, you would see kind of in a significant amount of decomposition. But some reports suggest that the body was not in the advanced state of decomposition that they would have expected for a body to experience within that time frame. You know,
so maybe he had his like into the wild moment where he like lived for about 6 months and then he died.
He got lost in 180 acres of woods just wandering around. It's not you could walk across it in like an hour, maybe more.
I'd probably get lost.
Blair Witch style, just walking in circles.
Snot coming out of my nose. I've been making fucking...
We walk past this creek.
Videos for everybody.
So some people also describe that the body had the appearance of being laid out, like implying that this had actually been deliberately placed. Like this is like the...
Staged.
So yeah, that this had been put there. And then there are also accounts that say that his clothing... was actually like stacked up neatly, his shoes, his clothes and everything that he had been wearing apparently that day, the last time he had been seen, that they had been placed next to him, like whether he had taken them off or somebody had placed them there after placing the body. Nobody really knows and still is speculated about what's going on with there. Now, this disappearance wouldn't be the only disappearance, because then 6 years later you would have another person
go missing. 6 years later,
right? This was a man of the cloth, a Reverend Harry Neal Snelling, would disappear. They said on October 26th of 1978 he went for a walk and never returned. He was a resident of Clapham Village, which is near, of course, Clapham Wood. And they said that...
Is that the adjacent village?
Yes. Right next door, I assume.
Yeah.
No, it's in the next town over.
It's a weird logistical thing.
Clapham's a very, you know, common name up there. His disappearance was treated seriously. He's an older person, and like, you know, people already had, you know, Clapham Wood had already obtained its reputation of
its being notoriety. Some kind of people knew, yeah, they're like, this motherfucker is going to turn up in 6 months.
I mean, people probably always still remembered, like, they had Goldsmith's disappearance was still kind of probably floating around and being like, well, hey, it's remember this?
Mystery. Like, so it'd be like woods were man found 6 years ago. Has another, like, I can only imagine the fucking UK headlines.
So again, another, once his disappearance was noted, you know, extensive search was launched.
Meghan Markle murders man in woods.
It's 1978.
She's negative 2 years old.
And it would be the same thing. Like they mounted this large scale search, for the local search, like they couldn't find him. Like they couldn't find, they couldn't find a body as whatever. So, but they wouldn't find his remains until almost 3 years later in August of 1981. This time they found the skeletal remains of which were identified to be Reverend Snelling. And these ones, they said that it's maybe not the decomposition, but the positioning of the location of the body, because it was found in an area where they had previously searched multiple times. They hadn't found him.
Dude, fuck.
Second time.
We got to get David Paulides.
Yeah, we've been searching. Yes, missing 4-on-1, right?
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah. Both of these bodies, they said that had no pointed, they didn't have any evidence of, they didn't show any obvious evidence of like trauma or anything. Like there's no clear,
cruel clapping.
There was no clear cause of death that they could determine from the remains. And still to this day, like those deaths remain a mystery. So there are not only these woods are actually not only hold like a UFO connection, but apparently there's also an occult part to it, like an occult component to this, because researchers who have gone in to investigate this, like at least one of them said that they had interviewed this one group that was known as the Friends of Hecate. I always forget how to say it. Hecate, it's like the Roman goddess of witchcraft. Somebody will probably correct me. But they were saying that they had been active in that area, and they were saying that there used to be like this old kind of abandoned manor house, which people were saying that when people have gone in there, like during their investigations and stuff, they had found
in the woods,
like in the woods, there was like an old manor house. Like it just been abandoned. But they said that when they went in there, they found like evidence of what seemed to be like a ritual site, like inside, like there looked like there had been animal corpses that had been ritualistically placed there and looked like they had been doing either performing animal sacrifices or something like that. And then placed in certain positions that seemed to imply that something intentional was going on with the placement of these bodies. And then people are saying that they found some kind of like occult artwork in some of these places, like depictions of the devil and these sorts of things. So it's like, this is a strange, Clapham Woods, man.
Clapham Woods.
Clapham them demon cheeks, I guess.
We got some UK followers too. So let us know if you've ever been to fucking Clapham Woods.
Clapham Woods.
Yes. Yeah, and have your cheeks been clapped? We want to know, have you survived?
It's weird though that like, you know, I could definitely make the leap from if you're finding something where it's like you're seeing bodies of animals and stuff. I'm like, chances are you stumbled on a location where someone's getting ready to make the leap to humans.
Sacrifice. Right? Like, that's what I mean. It's, you know, wholesale speculation being like, yeah, if you're performing sacrifices in a location that is known to be frequented by your occult organization, and you're doing animal sacrifices, it's like, okay, we can get away with that. But if you do something like you sacrifice, you know, a man of the cloth, a holy man or something like that, and you did what you needed to do, you probably want to leave the body in the same place. Like, you would
That's
probably want to move it somewhere, or being like, you know,
You know why,
want to put it in the same position.
You know why forests in UK probably seem scarier? I was just thinking about it as Dan's talking.
Headless horsemen.
No, that guy isn't.
No, it's the forests have very few like coniferous trees. So when the leaves fall, all the trees look dead.
Oh, that is true.
Ooh, yeah, it's a good call.
Like, it's not like, and like in Canada, the forest looks pretty much, unless it gets roasted by a forest fire, it looks pretty much the same all year round. Mm. Like, the leaves don't really, there is some trees that shed leaves, but for the most part, they're coniferous. They're pine, they're fir, cedar, and the like.
Fucking every forest in fucking UK looks like Mirkwood.
Yeah, everything just drops. There's just like looking like dead trees in the winter.
Tangled and shit.
Yeah, just gnarly branches everywhere. Just like, oak trees with no branches look fucking sinister, man. Or no, it's leaves. Interesting.
I wonder if there's like known like cult activity in those kind of areas where people are like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is attached to the Masons or anything, but like in Victoria, lots of Masons. They say also Victoria is like one of the Satanist capitals, right? So I wonder if like in the UK,
they do now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the UK, I wonder if there's like a known like weird religious group. Like Chilliwack, you got that weird cult that makes those delicious sandwiches, right? So it's like everyone's got like delicious a weird sandwiches.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yellow Dog Deli, you've never been there in Chilliwack?
Nope, never been.
That's run by
Satan. Oh, dude, fucking phenomenal. It's literally run by a cult.
Okay.
A sandwich cult?
Make really good sandwiches?
Yeah, it's called the Yellow Dog Deli.
Is this like...
sandwich cultists.
Is this like the... What's the cult with the Hail Bob comment? What were we talking about?
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. We're really good at making websites, and this cult's really good at making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their thing.
Sandwiches.
Got to make money.
They got to make money. Yeah, they got to make money, right? Sandwiches, man.
Yeah, it's like all the workers like are like part of the commune.
Do they all like stand there and like when you walk in, they all turn at the same time and like smile? What will you be having today, sir?
Sultan.
Yes.
There was only one person in the one time I went. Delicious sandwich. Oh. But
do they like stand there and just like their eyes move first and then they move their head and then they smile and like get you a sandwich?
You know what? Have you guys ever met someone that does that where they look at you like they, instead of turning their head and look at you, they turn their eyes? And so they're like,
I do that sometimes when I'm angry at people.
Yeah, that's a fucking creepy look, dude. I don't like when people do that. I know a couple people that do that side, like real hard side eye, and I'm like, turn your head, you lazy piece of shit.
I remember learning the little tidbit fact that it's like, that's what, so James Cameron, I can't remember who, when they were directing Terminator, they told Arnold Schwarzenegger to do it like that because they're like, it's distinguishably like not human. Like it's not the way that we react to things. It's more of a reptilian thing. They're saying that it's like you move your eyes first and then you move the rest of your head. As he's like, it's disconcerting to most people because it's not the natural. It gives
you that fucking uncanny valley when you're like,
right. It's not natural. Like it's not our natural reaction to like turning to face somebody where you normally like turn all your face to one direction. Yeah. It's like, but it's something like that. But he said like, that's how a machine would do it. It's a machine would just move its eyes first and, or, you know, optical sensors, whatever, and move its whole face. But yeah, I just, yeah, if you really want to like put people on their toes or whatever, you do that to them and that creeps them out.
Yeah. No, it is creepy. All right. Well, we'll do Patreon supporters next week. Cause this is a power hour, right?
Yeah. We don't do Patreon.
We don't
believe there's any new patrons anyway. So
yeah. So get on there if you want to get your name right.
We gotta get our billboard.
We do.
How will we ever get our billboard if people are not supporting the Patreon?
Yeah. And if
we'll put your name on the billboard.
In really, really tiny print.
Really, really tiny print.
Just really,
we'll go write it after it gets put up. We'll go write it.
Yeah, we'll graffiti it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go write it. I'll go up there with the B markers.
With a Sharpie and just, just quickly scribble all your names.
We'll print at least that way paper. we can call the company and be like, hey, someone vandalized our billboard. We're not paying for it.
Wait, should we get a billboard or should we get a billboard on the back of a bus?
Oh, ooh.
So we're mobile.
Can we get a bench? Like a bench but we billboard?
Can't, but we can't. The thing is
bench is much cheaper.
Bench is cheaper.
And they get graffiti.
We're not going to be able to pay for a premium bus route. You know what I mean? Like we're going to be on a fucking...
We're going to be in Rutland.
It'll be a number four in Rutland, deep in Rutland, up the hill.
You know what we should get? Fucking our garbage trucks doing the ads on the side.
Wait, to save money, we're just going to get we're going to get a graphic and we're just going to glue it to garbage trucks. That's what we're going to do instead.
Yeah. We need everyone to start graffitiing everywhere. Again.
Everywhere. Just tag everything. Alien theorists theorizing, tag it. Throw those stickers down. We're boots on the ground marketing. We're independent once again, 100% independent. There's no, we got nothing. Just us. Yeah. Just your boys.
All right. Well, we're going to take this to after hours. So if you want after hours, patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies. Peace.